Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 5, Episode 41. We're giving you 48 episodes this season, and I thank my presenting sponsor for the fourth straight year, Hooters, for being with me on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I look forward to 2021 and packing the restaurant with multiple podcast leagues, including one that will be brand new that I've talked about here on the air that involves no starters. You get the best possible combination of everyone on your roster into the position, so you don't have to make those tough game day decisions. If you have a deep team, you're better off. Your team is evaluated basically 1 through 13 rather than on who you just start. That will be one of our podcast leagues next year, and we've really enjoyed previous years bringing more and more fantasy players to the original Hooters brand restaurants, 11 of them in the greater Tampa Bay area. I miss Tony Metzler, who has played in those podcast leagues. He's currently the manager of the John's Pass location, one of those 11. But thanks to Hooters for their continuing support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And just know we're looking forward to being back in the restaurant to start our fantasy football podcast leagues in the fall of late summer, actually, of 2021. Also, thanks to Sean Sullivan, a podcast league player, longtime listener. He is the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, which is literally just blocks from the original Hooters brand location on Hillsborough Avenue. Bill Curry Ford has been selling and servicing vehicles, Ford vehicles, for generations of Tampa Bay residents. I am one of those Ford owners. I am one of those that has been taken care of by Bill Curry Ford, often in emergency situations. The last time was a tire that was going down. It never happens at a good time. I got it in there. I expected to be there 2 hours or so, or them put me in a vehicle, a rented vehicle for a day to get me out of there. I was out of there in my own vehicle with the tire fixed in 18 minutes. Bill Curry Ford is terrific. Thank you, Sean Sullivan, for putting the $1,000 bounty out there on the winner of the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy 2020 League. As I mentioned in the previous podcast, we are down to the final four, as many of you probably are, going into week 15 of fantasy football. The final four in the podcast league are Rob Wright, defending champion, no relation, and a Todd Wright Tour golfer, Mike Lentz, general manager of the Papa John's of Tampa Bay on West Waters, and a Todd Wright Tour golfer, and ABC Action News chief meteorologist, Mr. Rule Number 7 himself, Dennis Phillips, who brought his two sons to the draft this year, Bill Curry Ford. When Sean jumped in to save a podcast league, gave us the showroom floor after the dealership closed with plenty of social distancing in a terrific venue to draft. And Sean, you can host this particular league draft going forward since I have more leagues to take to Hooters. I'm sorry you didn't make the playoffs, but one of us is going to take your $1,000 Happy Gilmore size check. And I might be one of the four as well, because it's Wright versus Wright in one semifinal, and it's Papa John's versus ABC Action News in the other semifinal. So thank you, Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford. Email for anything you need a second opinion on this week of the playoffs to get to the final, or to get out of playing the last place game. Email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. NFL.com. The keyword this week is semis or semifinals, because that's where we are. Write semis or semifinals in the subject line or early in the content of your email. That lets me know you are an active podcast listener, and I'll be happy to give you a second opinion on things. And give me your first opinion. That's really important to me. And the emails this year have been very good because I'm only responding to podcast listeners, unlike the previous couple years. So if you do have, for example, I just got off live radio with my friend and golf partner, Drew Garabo, of the highly rated Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone in Tampa Bay. And we were talking fantasy football, and Drew's in the semifinals, and Drew was running down who his projected starters were and his bench. And he said, anyone on this bench deserved to play. And I said, well, who are you thinking of taking out and why? That's what I want to hear from you guys also, that it's not just, don't just tell me your bench. Tell me what you're thinking. Because Matthew Berry often brings this up when they answer emails on Fantasy Football Now on ESPN2 when it's actually on. The Formula One schedule has really, really been fucking with those of us who only have ESPN2 and count on Fantasy Football Now, especially this time of year. And with all due respect to those of you who watch Formula One, I'm sorry. It's Sunday. I live in the United States. And I care more about fantasy football leading up to 1 p.m. And I count on that show being on for 3 hours. So if ESPN makes too much money off the rights off Formula One that they have to air it on ESPN2, then do us all a favor and permanently move Fantasy Football Now somewhere else where you know it's going to be every frickin' week at the same time rather than bouncing around to channels we don't have. Thank you. I know you won't. But I'm getting sick of Formula One fucking with those of us who are fantasy players who actually enjoy an ESPN program. And honestly, since I worked there 15 years ago, there's less people saying they enjoy ESPN programs. And I really do enjoy that one. And I tune in to watch it. And I'm pretty mad when it isn't on. Because you say, well, just go over to this network. Some of us can't do that. So where was I? Matthew Berry will say when he answers an email and it's an either or, and he says, well, I don't know who else you have. I don't know what your situation is. And granted, it's just a tweet, but I want to know as much as you can tell me about what's going into your decision. So ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. The week 15 keyword is semis or semifinals. Include that so I know you're an active podcast listener. And please don't wait until the last minute to send your emails. I can't answer them on Sunday. I'm obviously in the semifinals of my podcast league. I may or may not be out of town. I may be playing golf that day after setting my lineup. I can't respond to emails on Sunday. I can respond to emails Monday through Saturday. So send it early. Even if it's one of those where, say, you're dealing with a Mostert and you're hoping he'll play, or a Stafford and you're hoping he'll play, get out in front of it and say, hey, if they don't play, what's my plan B? And here are my choices. I'll be happy to answer your emails. All right, so I did do the previous fantasy podcast after the fun, I know for Browns fans it wasn't fun, Ravens-Browns game, which I said on the previous podcast, was the most fun I've had watching a football game this year since Notre Dame beat the Trevor Lawrence-less Clemson Tigers in double overtime. Let's talk about the last play. The Ravens, as a result of the 55-yard bomb by Justin Tucker, were up 45-42. The Browns had enough time to basically take the kickoff and run one play? And you could see this coming, and it happens 1 to 3 times a year, often in a high-profile or primetime-type game. Now, there are examples. Remember the Dolphins against the Patriots a couple years ago, Kenyon Drake running by Rob Gronkowski, who was the last line of defense on that play. It does work. One of my favorite moments in sports was Cal beating the band. Now going back 40 years since Cal beat the band, John Elway, the quarterback of that Stanford Cardinal team. So occasionally these things do work. My alma mater, Miami, pulled one off against Duke a couple of years ago. But often they go the way it went for the Browns last night, which was they actually completed a pass. There was a completed forward pass, and the play ended with a safety because the Browns just kept going backwards with their laterals. It was just the second time in National Football League history that a play that began with a completed pass ended in a safety. So process that. In the 101-year history of the NFL, play that starts with a completed pass ends with a safety had happened once in the previous 100 years, and then it happened last night. You probably already are aware of how it affected the Vegas line. That for those that had Baltimore laying 3, it was a godsend. They won the bet because the Ravens got 2 points, meaningless in the Ravens just winning, but impactful in Vegas, and the Ravens covered, and thus a bad beat for those that had money on the Browns plus 3, or even plus 3.5 would be worse because they lose. A few years ago, there was a Week 16 NFL game between, and it was the Monday night game, I believe, the Raiders were at the Eagles. And the Eagles took a late lead, and the Raiders had very limited time. And on the last play, the Raiders attempted something similar. What happened instead was a Philadelphia Eagle player ended up with the ball and ran into the end zone to finish the game. Didn't change the outcome of the game. The Eagles were already winning. But it may have affected the Vegas line. It may have affected the Vegas total. And I know for a fact, in my foundation league, because I was sitting with the two best friends who were playing each other for that title, the championship was decided by that play. And that sucks. It's not right. So as a result of that, the next year, I removed all defense and special teams from all my fantasy leagues. I got rid of it. I said, I don't want this happening again. Not only should it not determine who wins the fantasy championship, but it shouldn't determine anything. I don't want it determining a Week 3 winner or loser, even if neither of those teams make the fantasy playoffs or if they overcome it. It's meaningless. So I removed it altogether by eliminating DST from all my leagues after our league champion was decided by that stupid play that was, in essence, meaningless in that actual NFL game to the outcome of the Eagles beating the Raiders. So last night, if you had the Ravens DST or were going against the Ravens DST and your game was so close, 1 point, 1.5 points using fractions, less than 1 point, and suddenly the Ravens get a stupid safety on a play like that to end the game, where the Browns don't care if it's a safety or a Ravens touchdown. They just have to keep the ball alive and hope they can get all the way down the field and score on their own or get a penalty so they can kick a field goal down there. So they'll do anything. The downside for them is nothing. If the Ravens get a safety, well, we were going to lose anyway. If the Ravens get a touchdown, we were going to lose anyway. I hope a playoff game in your league was not decided by that fluke ending last night. And if it was, I would encourage you to eliminate DST next year. We haven't looked back. I actually tried and floated an idea by some of my owners before we drafted this year of bringing it back. However, I said, if there were any scoring plays at the end of games similar to what we saw last night or what ended that fantasy season a few years ago with that Eagles-Raiders game I described, I said, the points are not going to count. I will not count them. They are meaningless for competitive fantasy purposes. I do not want a game, let alone a league championship, decided on that. And my owners, some grasped it, some didn't. And then they just said, why don't we just keep DST out of our league? And I said, fine. So we've gone without it. And no one has said, yeah, maybe we bring it back next year. Now, I know in the Yahoo settings, as the commissioner, I could go in, let's say DST was being used, I could go in and remove those 2 points from whoever had the Ravens DST. I would say, no, you're not getting those points. This is a rule. We discussed it in advance. You don't get those. It's a meaningless fantasy play. You don't get those points. Sure, this is going to lead to some controversy, but I hope you see where I'm coming from, why I eliminated DST, especially based on how it determined a championship in our league a few years ago. Even the winner of that championship at the time it happened didn't feel good about it when it took place. So maybe that did happen last night. If you were in a game where you or your opponent had the Ravens DST, and at that moment the game was less than a 2-point game, and suddenly the Ravens are in a safety and it flips. Look, it really sucks in Vegas, but it would really suck to get knocked out of the fantasy football playoffs like that. And I just hope it didn't happen, or only happened in a very, 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 very minimal amount of leagues. But it's why I got rid of DST years ago. All right, remember, my email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Week 15 keywords, semis. Semifinals, either or, semis or semifinals. Include that in your email so I know you're an active podcast listener, and I will write you back with a second opinion for what you need. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.